Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, new and pre-existing, to the podcast. I have gathered up many of the top trending stories from this past week while abiding by certain guidelines that we may or may not cover, and I will deliver those stories to your ears. Monday was one of those holidays I never remember until I'm at the locked door to the post office. Steve Perry trended on Tuesday after making a rather random appearance and singing live in concert for the first time in over 20 years. Perry was the lead singer of Journey during their commercial zenith of the 1980s, and his voice is what you hear on singles like Don't Stop Believin', Separate Ways, Open Arms, Lights, a dozen other hits you might know, and his only real solo hit, Oh, Sherry. Perry appeared alongside the band The Eels and sang a few songs. The 65-year-old arena rocker turned hermit did himself proud and then promptly returned to cutting out letters from women's magazines from which to assemble his next ransom demand. Before I deliver this next story, I need to present some context. Parents, I know it can be difficult to discuss embarrassing or potentially racy content with your children, and there are a few occasions where an intervening third party might be able to ease the awkward process. So I am more than happy to take the wheel on this one for you, as I will now explain the phenomenon known as mooning. Children, the act of mooning means to expose one's hiney to others. Two butt cheeks equal a full moon. A single cheek is a half moon. Harvest Moon is an awful Neil Young song. The Crescent Moon was pioneered by the Plumbers Union, and yoga pants are sometimes referred to as a lunar eclipse. The rare and typically unfortunate occasion when two rear ends make contact in a locker room is known as a moon landing and is the exact sort of thing my therapist says I repress. On Tuesday, people wanted to Google up Kate Middleton's dress because the wind caught her by surprise and gave the paparazzi a fleeting glimpse of her bottom. I feel like British rag Hello could have ran that front page and then ceased publication altogether, having accomplished their only remaining bucket list goal. The New York Post, the final bastion of discerning taste this side of the Atlantic, ran the story with this as their headline. Quote, mooning the world is the most interesting thing Kate Middleton has done. End of quote. I assume that's because with the 5-hour time difference, all the British papers had put to bed their endless permutations of the headline, How Cheeky. I am bored to tears by the British royal family, so I sympathize with the New York Post writer who felt this was the first interesting thing Kate's done. I don't know that I needed 3 separate articles talking about it to get the point across. And New York Post, are we really such a prudish society that you have to explain that you won't post these photos for reasons of decency when they were the most searched for thing on the internet Tuesday? Anyone with a passing interest in that royal derriere could find that paparazzi shot, which is no more tawdry or salacious than a breeze momentarily taking a woman's yellow dress for a brief ride. Wonder Woman's briefs are more revealing than this photo, and for what it's worth, I'm pretty sure 62-year-old American icon Linda Carter could take on all the princes and duchesses in her spangly one-piece and not even break a sweat. Regardless, Tuesday saw 100,000 people search the term Kate Middleton butt. This week's podcast is made possible thanks to the generous support of Cobra Electronics. And truth is, this podcast would have ceased to be about 9 months ago if not for Cobra, who help cover all the costs associated with delivery and storage and hosting and internet things I don't really understand. A far better-known quasi-celebrity than yours truly was departing this program at that time, and Cobra Electronics said, "We're with Mike to the end." So if you like this program, or the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, where I team up with Clayton Morris, please take a minute just to visit Cobra.com and browse around a bit. What you are likely to find is a world of innovative gadgets for people that live on the go, and showing them a little love for all the love they've shown me here at Grizzly Productions would be extra awesome of you. So, be extra awesome today. Cobra.com. On Wednesday, over 1 million people searched up Maya Angelou as the ailing poet died early that morning. There are just 4 people in the world making a living as a poet in 2014, so with Angelou's death, there is an opening in the marketplace for some other poet now to step up and barely make ends meet. Sadly, it was not a story reprinting some of Angelou's most famous or moving works that picked up the most hits as a result of her passing. but rather one that reminds us that the true meaning of the Bible is not love, understanding, and or compassion, but rabble-rousing and intolerance. The Fred Phelps-less Westboro Baptist Church announced plans to protest the funeral of Maya Angelou in what their marketing department has outlined as an aggressive plan to reassert themselves as the planet's true supervillain collective, despite the recent ascension of Boko Haram in West Africa. I have to imagine that Boko Haram, which hates everything about the West, despises the Westboro Baptist Church. And the Westboro Baptist Church, you may know, hates everyone that isn't them. So, you know these two organizations of world-class lowlifes would do the world a real favor if we could just get them into a room together and make the introductions. Maybe we need to throw a bogus invite-only convention and then we Indiegogo up some airfare for the clowns. We push HateCon 2014 hard to them. Camera pulls back. You've got hate-filled and ignorant Boko Haram types in a giant room, as well as the ignorant and hate-filled Westboro Baptist churchers. There are no light refreshments. Camera pulls back. The doors are being sealed, and Neil Young's Harvest Moon is on infinite repeat. Agitation skyrocketing. Camera pulls back. HateCon 2014 is really that new Elon Musk space shuttle thing, and we fire it into the sun, and Musk writes it off as an expense of beta testing. New space shuttle can actually make the trip? Hey, they all melt. New space shuttle doesn't finish the trip? Space is cold, I hear. Listen, I've got to run, but there's a lot more I've got to get you all caught up on, so I'll make you another mini-trendisode in the very near future. But until then, check out Cobra.com, and my friends, it's time for me to say... Adios.